Three lines from the top. Amamad, we learned Mishum Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda. We're talking about over here that if somebody is if he was makdish an animal a balmum to the mizbeach and then he brings it up, he's over five avedas. Rav Yehuda, I think they added a sixth one. Afka balos adam. Receiving the blood is also us if it's an animal of a mum. My time, Rav Yehuda. What's the swara? Amakra. It says in Pasuk, Umor v'kosis, it says, Umor v'kosis v'nosuch v'chodes, and it says over there, like sakrivo, it's an extra like sakrivo. What's like sakrivo? Mean, don't come out of them, don't accept the blood. From Rav Yehuda, well, the Tanakam, according to Tanakam, who holds that the receiving the blood is not one of the Avedas. High like sakrivo, lomeli, what is it for me? Boil, and it's like a dummy. You shouldn't sprinkle the blood. So you might have an afkli ma'alam bech. We learned before that we learned that from the pasuk, the long pasuk there, it says ma'alam bech, and that's alam bech what sprinkles, what goes on his bech, which is sprinkling the blood. So you might urche the kro the mishnah hachina alam bech. That's a normal way when he wants to refer to the kabbanis. It says alam bech. Doesn't prove anything. Therefore, you need this pasuk. But Rabbi Yehuda b'yudah nami urche the kro who Rabbi Yehuda, how's he learn from there? That's the way the pasuk writes. Inochami writes. How's he know afkli? He learns from the following pasuk. Umiyad ben necher, from the hand of a goy like sakribu, do not bring es lechem do not bring zuhi kabbalah sadam, do not take from them. That's talking about receiving the blood. Shalom Rabbi Yehuda, as I mentioned before, unuotana kama hay le sakribu lamali. What does he do? Miyad ben necher le sakribu. What's that actually sakribu by yad ben necher? The boiler, he needs something else altogether. He needs it for, it says he shouldn't take from ben necher a mum. So he needs it just for that. Because I mean, I would have thought, since a ben noyach, for him, on his bummus, a mum is only if it's missing an eivet, but a mum like our mum is not a mum. I would have thought if a ben noyach brings a carbon to our mizbech, we'll treat it the same way, that only if it's mechusar eivet is it possible, but not if it's missing a mum. I mean, I thought, hoi, will instab ben noyach al mechusar vori, im loishna ben mizbech du, loishna ben mizbech du, makes no difference, kamar shalom, that's why you need that pasuk.
So his svara is that the mum is totally on the person bringing the carbon. What kind of mum will depend on if it's a yid, a guy, or whatever?
He thought that, but no, the Torah clearly says that on his bombers by a goy, the only thing that's also the mechusar eivet. So without the pasuk, I would have thought maybe for a goy, wherever he brings it, that's the only psul. But if it had a mum like one for us, one limb longer than another limb, for example, it would be kosher. That's when you pasuk. A mice in Rome, come to come to. Yeah. Yeah, that's for Eden maybe. But we would have thought maybe that's only for Eden. Tam, we thought it was for Eden. Lishanachin, another lashon. Rabbi Yehuda, and I said before that there's another lashon. Sometimes the ones is Yerushalmi, one is Bavli. That is Rabbi Yehuda. Imed Afa Kabbalah said that my time, but why? It's very similar to the first version. Loisakrivu. It says in the pasuk, Marvukas is Loisakrivu. That's actually Loisakrivu. Kabbalah said that Ozikin Afkle, which is Ozikin from Mamzbech. Ule Rabban Nami Tevel Ozikin from Mamzbech. Hachinami, you're right. Elam like sakribu the my also what Rabban do with like sakribu they need it for a goy the mafkid the bamas yachid Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda haime boyle what does he need for the bamas yachid you know now the Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda needs a pasuk also for bamas yachid how does he know? So now we're going a step further than before. What does Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, how does he learn that a goy and our mizbech cannot have a mum? El sakribu the kabbalah menalei. So where does he learn from miyad ben nechel sakribu zu kabbalah sadam? That's the extra. But Rabban and Itzach Chag Me Rotor Hoben Nechem Etzub Nelam Mechusay Bebamad Deloin. They only also in their bamas. Gilman Anan Nam Kabel Menani. And we should take their animals if it has a mum. Kamar Shalom Kol Eil Lim Kablinan.
Interesting. This is in this Kabbalah you expect to be in Zochim.
Well, Maskol Ishloki Shem Eloishaninu. Maybe this whole din that we said that you're not allowed to, you know, if you makdish a balmum to the mizbech, you're over all these different avedas, if you makdish and you shechted and you sprinkle the blood and you makdish and so on, maybe only betam shenas balmum. The chil animal was an all right animal and then it became a balmum. So when you donated it, you meant it to the nemes and so on and so forth. So therefore it comes out you want to do a balmum mizbech. But And you want to bring that to the mizbeach, the balmum mikara. Because if the animal was born a balmum, the dikla balmum was a shtikshteken. So you knew all along it was a shtikshteken. So when you don't consecrate it, what you really meant was, I'm consecrating the animal so I can sell it, and with the money I'll do whatever I want to do. You never intended it to be the mizbeach. So the shlok says, in such a case, you wouldn't be over. What are you talking about? In that parsha, it says, we shouldn't be makrivit, and we learned before, Neid lo yiratza, it says, Saru avikolot. Saru is one limb is bigger than another, a kolot is born cleft hooves. These are both born that way, they didn't happen later on. And yet, it says, I'm afraid, you shouldn't be makrivit. So he says, no, maybe the whole issa is only in the case of tamura. When do we say you're mechayiv, you makdish an animal with a mum? It's only by tamura. Because tamura, if the original animal was a proper animal, then you take a tamura, no matter what the animal is, whether it has a mum or whether it's unblemished, it becomes totally kaddish. So by the case of a tamura, it's 100% kaddish and it's a bal mum. Okay. So therefore you're over because you took a bal mum, you made a kaddish. But any other animal, maybe when I was makdish it, I only intended to be makdish it for the money, to sell it with the money. I'll buy a carbon. So why should it be punished? We learned chaim bet tmura, tmura is mocham and mezevan, or in a carbon, shein kedusha, cholol, a balmun kvo, even the balmun, it's chal. Omele, Rabbi Yechon, le shmi, lo chodom, Rabbi Yana, I didn't hear Rabbi Yana say, bechabura, nimnu, vigamru, hamakdish, balmun, gazbech, oivim, shachamish, shemis. Didn't you hear what Rabbi Yana said by a chabura, nimnu, vigamru, that they looked into it, that hamakdish balmum, lugabim mizbeach. It says clearly, if you're makdish the original animal, I'm talking about tamura, of tamibeach, even if you're shemish, even five vedas. We be tamura, not mishisha, we be talking about tamura, there should be a sixth as well, because tamura itself is an isa, lo yomir. You can not me, love the tamura, is also the love of tamura. So obviously, we're not talking about the tamura, we're talking about the original animal, so the shlokish is wrong. Elamai be malmum mikora, if you go back to my question, if you're talking about an animal, balmum mikora, am I lucky? Why do you get malkos? Dikla ba almus a shtik shtek, and it's a palm tree, and therefore it's as if you're only makdish it for its value. You never intended the animal itself to be brought in the mizbeach. Even if you makdish from the mizbeach, what you meant was that you sell the animal with the money, I'll buy a proper animal. Omle dikla lav zilina. I'll try to explain to you what the problem is. The vote is not because it's a balmum you're going ahead. The vote is you're embarrassing mizbeach. You took a stick, a palm tree, and you marked the shit. Everyone knows you did it. You marked the shit to sell it with the money to buy a carbon. Lav zila milsa, it's not embarrassing. It's a kind of wood. But if it's an animal already and has a mum, you're embarrassing, you're insulting him with bech. You could have taken an animal that had no mum, and you took this animal. Because the same min, you could have, you didn't have any other animals, sell this animal before and buy the other animal that you need. Lishnachrin Omele, he said to him, I feel hochi, bazi milsa, it's embarrassing. The dekel, like a beminoi. Buy a palm tree, there's nothing in its min that could have been brought in his bech, le lucky. La fuki balmum, kim dike minoi, since he could have brought something that's similar to minoi, lucky get malkuses. Omele, was it over? Hashtag, the omele, time of the balmum, the lucky, mishum, the bazi milsa, you, now that you tell me. The reason why Balmum gets Malkus is because of insulting. That's why you get Malkus, not because it became holy to the base of the Midrash. Could be you're right. Could be because you said this is for the Mizbeach, and could be even though you intended to sell it with money, the fact is that it's embarrassing to use this for the Mizbeach, even to put this aside for the Mizbeach. If that's what it's all about, is a bazei. I feel the lucky because the Bazim Mosai, because it's embarrassing. Then I feel the Makdish later, the Menesochi, not me lucky. Even if you said the chaydus, that's such a bizarre. I'm not saying I want this for the mizbech. I said I want this for the nesachim. Since you could have set aside an animal that has no mum for nesachim, says animal with a mum, that in itself was embarrassing. And you get malchus as well. Tanya comes to the rubber. Supporting rises the rubber. Says in pasuk, if this animal has a mum, cleft hooves, one mum larger than the other, it says in the pasuk. Nedova tasa oisa, you should make it into an adova. Well, a neda lo yiratza, but he cannot use it for the actual carbon. We're going to put commas in different places. So we're going to say that nedova tasa oisa, if the animal is a balmum, then it's only what for the money you want it for, and that money should go to the maintenance of the base of Middash. Because you cannot bring it on the mizbeach. So, ze koche bede kabayis, this is koche bede kabayis. All I know is that if you said that this is an adover, you had a zoo, the better kabay. Neder minayif, you had a lie. He said, I'm taking this behemoth with may better kabayis. How do I know I can use a balmum? It's a positive about balmum. It says, don't use it for carbon, but instead use it for the dover. Turn it into an adover. When you turn an adover, for the basic English. So all I know is that you can do a balmum and a dover, which is, you say, had a zoo. If you say, had a lie, a balmum, how you know that it comes holy for the better kabayis? So we dash in Talmud Lemer. What is it? Talmud Lemer Ul Neder. Make a comma after even the puzzle Neder Lo Yiratza. Put a comma after the word Ul Neder. So Nedove Tasa Oish Ul Neder. Either one. Yochal, I would have thought. I feel a Kotcher Mizbech. So I would have thought that even Kotcher Mizbeach is the same thing. Talmud Lemer Ul Neder Lo Yiratza. that, but you should not use it on the Mizbech. Where do you find the expression Yerotze, which means appeased, only if it goes on the Mizbech itself? So it says here, if it has a mum, even the neder lo Yerotze, I don't want it on the Mizbech. Zeh kotshi Mizbech. The only el neder, which animal does it say if it has a mum, do not bring a Mizbech, ul neder lo Yerotze? If I made a neder, had I a lie? So then, well, don't bring a balmum on the Mizbech. The dove and menayin, how do I know if I clearly said harezu? It turns out that B, the animal, has a mum. How do you know you're not allowed to bring it on the Mizbech? Or how do you know you're not allowed to even say that this animal is going to the Mizbech? Tamaloy min the dove, read as if it says, the dove, tasa, oisa, l'nedda, l'yirotze, put it all together. Now what, that nothing, we dash, now what, that the dove, or nedda, l'yirotze, cannot be you cannot, what do you call it, make it consecrated. Rebbe Aimer, Rebbe says, and we'll see, he doesn't really argue, lo yirotze, when it says the pasuk, lo yirotze, don't want it, I don't want this animal for the Mizbeach, is behat so has goof for hakosim, I don't want you to bring the goof on the Mizbeach. No hain tenakam, and the Rebbe says the same thing. An animal of balmum, whether you did it through a ned or a dove, cannot be brought to Mizbeach. My lab, hakomik, is machlekes. Tanakama, so regarding them is bad, no argument. They're arguing what the Rebbe said. Tanakama, so I feel agdishela demeanor sochin amiloki. Tanakama, hold the problem is that it's a bazillion, then even if you said I'm setting aside this animal and balmum, and I can sell it to using the sochim for the Mizbeach. It's also embarrassing, even though it's not the most important thing on the Mizbeach, it's only the sochim, the ancillary to the Karbanis. Even so, if you're using an animal that balmum to do that, it's a bazillion. That's Tanakama, which is like what Rebbe said. And Rebbe Sava, Rebbe holds, no, but so it's goofy looking. Rebbe holds, only if you said that the animal itself will be Kurdish and I'm going to sell it with the money, put an animal on the Mizbech. Only then is it, but if you just said the animal should become holy for the Mizbech, for the Nesachim for the Mizbech, then it's not that direct to Mizbech, and therefore you don't get Malkus. Shmamino. He says in the Dovah Tasa, Oisai, you should do it. So we dash practically every part of the Pasuk for the Rosh. What does the word Oisa come to teach you? It says the Dovah Tasa Oisa. What does Oisa mean? What does it come to exclude? Look at the Tanya we learned. The Dovah Tasa Oisa, Oisa Tasa, the Dovah. That you make in the Dovah. The Yata Oisa Tomim in the Dovah. You can only make an animal with a mum in the Dovah. But you cannot make an animal that, in other words, now we're learning for Ket. For Bedeka Bias, what do you set aside? Animals that have a mum. But an animal that is unblemished, you're not allowed to, or even a Veda, if you set it aside for the for Bedeka Bias. Because it's suitable for the Mizbech. How do we know? We mentioned this before, but how do you know? We have to determine the Bedeka Bias. Bekan Omra, we learn out, Hamakdish Tmimim. The Bedeka Bias, if on the other hand, if you're Makdish, an animal which is unblemished, Bedeka Bias, over Basay. You're over Basay. How do you know Abeloisa? How do you know you also Abeloisa? Shnemer says, how do you also know it's a lav as well? If you set aside an unblemished animal for the Mizbech, you're over a lav. Shnemer says, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemer. You learn out from the Pasuk, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemer is a lav. Interesting. How do you learn out? Limud ala Pasha Shehiba lav. Divid Abihuda. You learn out there's a lav. Omele Rebbe Lebakapoda. My mashma. So Rebbe said to Bakapoda, how do you see from the word Lemer that there's a lav? Omele Dechsev Lemer. No, Lemer is Loi Omer. Loi nemer dvarim, that the loi is written. Does that mean every time it says lemer, that's what it means? Loi nemer. In that parsha, there's a loi, there's a lav. But Rebbe Amri, Rebbe says la loi amor.
It's an unusual expression.
Sorry.
It's an unusual expression.
Sorry?
It's an unusual expression.
Okay, let's just see what the Zion here is. Beirav. Okay. Beirav Amri. Yeah. Beirav says that lav omer, the lemoid is lav omer. So what's the machlekes if it's loy omer or if it's lav omer? Don't know. That what David is saying is a lav to them. That what besides I say there's a lav as well. That if they go ahead and they set aside an animal with an unblemished, that's what happens. We're talking about it. Even we learned hamal. We learned before also that if you roast. A whole animal or part of an animal, you're over, so count them as two Avedis. If you bring up all the Evorim on the Mizbeh that were cut up on the Mizbeh, you're over two Avedis. You're over for Makta the whole thing and over Makta half, because every time you Makta part of it, all of it, you also Makta parts of it. Over Shabbat the Tira Kulim, Shabbat the Tira Miktase. We learn from the word Mimenu. Since there's one love, that includes two avedas, which is a whole animal and a part of an animal. You don't get lav shacholos, but you do get. There's a machlekes when we say ain lav shacholos, you don't get malchus lav shacholos. Means you get no malchus at all, or you don't get malchus for each individual, but you still get one malchus. And Rashi holds it says he's talking about you still get one malchus.
Even if it's spread over a period of time.
Yeah, it's one of the. You can't. It's nicer. Not that you didn't do any other avedia, but. Then you have more than five avedas. Only five shemas. If the bayah is called a bayah, it's only four. Because here it's everybody who says five, that means for whole and part. And called a bayah, one of them is missing. I'm going to buy a big gabri tani. Here's talking about five means it doesn't mean five in one person. There's five different avedas, but one person can only be over four. Either you did the whole thing, you're over four. The whole thing, or you get, if you did part, you get over part. But not sort of thing. What even gabri over overin by that should be plural, not singular over. It should be overin because two people. Elushir b'chagabri to buy one person. Yet we see there's five lava, you get five malchus. I'm going to buy a apik haktoras miktsasi removed from the brayse. We marked a part of it, but I will put in kabbalah sedam. Pretty much calls sedam. But Rabbi Yehuda is late. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Tanakama Lesi, he doesn't agree with that. Kashi, Takashver. Nishnachin, the Gemara's question was, I mean, the Sefer, Rabbi Yehuda, he, Reisha Rabbanon, who argued to Yuvta, Abaye to Yuvta. Says the Gemara now, when it comes to Tamura, you have to be the owner of the animal, like we learned in the beginning of Machlekes, if a Yodish even could be Meimer. So this Mishnah says, a Koinim, what stage do we consider them, the proprietor, the owner, that they can be Meimer? A Koinim, Mamidin, the Koyin, can be Meimer, Bishalhen, things that belong to them, their own Kabbanis. The Yisrael, Mamidim, Michelin. If a Kohen was mafish a carbon for himself, he could be maimed, and Yisrael could be maimed his heads. Ain ha Kohenim Mamidim, the Kohenim are not maimed. Leib chatas, if Yisrael gave a Kohen a chatas, I bring it up for me. If the Kohen before he killed it was maimed, it is worthless. He doesn't own it yet. Only from after he roasted on the Mizbech. If he's Zeich Mishuchen Gavoy Kazachi. And if it's called man, it's not his, how can he be maimed someone else's carbon? We had carbon noi. As well. If a Yisrael gave a b'chayr, the coin cannot be meimerit. It does belong to the coin while it's alive. Why can't he be meimerit? Says the Gemara, chatas v'ashem matan l'koyin. We could be compared to chatas v'ashem. That's a gift to a koyin. B'choyin matan l'koyin. Ma chatas v'ashem amirin boy. Ah, b'choyin amirin boy. They're all kachim, so the koyin can be maimed. So b'choyin says himu gishay. Ma loy. What is the connection with one another? If ain't a maimed chatas v'ashem, it makes sense why you can't be maimed chatas v'ashem. She ain't zochi behem b'chayin. I got nothing to do with it. Toim b'b'choyin she zochi b'chayin. But a b'choyin is zochi b'chayav. The koyin is zochi. Why can't he be maimed? It says in the pasuk, "Yehu ut murasa kodesh." Tmura is like the who, like the original. Heichin kedusha chal al olav beis abaylim. But the original, where is kedusha chal? While you own it, it's in your rishus. Av tmura be beis abaylim. So tmura says be only in the original rishus, but in the base koyin, it's not chal at all. So he learns it, he equates it to other kabbanis. So that's why a koyin cannot be meimer abchayr. But Yisrael, the original owner, if he wants, of course he can. Says he can avoid it. I mean, he can. He's not even avoid it, but it's a meimer.
Before it's been given to the coin.
But even after giving the coin.
Yes, after giving the coin.
He can't be meimer. Because it wasn't his original. The b'chayr. We learned from the pasuk, according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yechmedu says he can. Says the Gemara Tan Hassan, we learned, it says in the Mishnah, that Abchoyr, Moichin Oisai, Abchoyr can be sold. And right now we think whether it's Mambai is when you have to bring as a carbon. Even if you have to bring as a carbon, one coin can sell to another coin. So you bring as a carbon, because like a shlamim. You want to have food here, you normally an animal is $100, for $25 you can have this animal. You can sell Abchoyr, but only to a coin, obviously, because man based on Midrash Kayim. Because man she ain't based on Midrash Kayim, nobody can eat until it has a mum. And once it has a mum, even a Yisrael can eat. Even a goy can eat it, we had. So we learned there, b'choy, moichin, it's a tam, if it's unblemished, chai, if it's alive. U bal mum, but you cannot, it seems from here, you cannot sell it once it's geshochten. U bal mum, but if it had a mum, then chai v'shochot, you can sell it either when it's alive or when it's or when it's dead, it's completely yours. You can mekadosh a woman with it. This is Amrach says. I'm qualifying the statement only bizman hazeh because there's no kabbonis. How you'll be eastly the koyin zechibegavei if the animal is unblemished. Since the koyin has a schus in it, you just have to wait till it has a moon before you can eat it. And therefore, since it has nothing to do with his beyach, so therefore he can sell it. Avo bisman shebeis mikdash kain. When the bais mikdash was alive, when the bais mikdash existed, what was supposed to happen to this b'choy? It had to be brought on the mizbeach. Kivon the tam lakrova the koy. What has to happen to the b'choy? It has to go on the mizbeach. So then ein moichrin oisay. Then he cannot sell. He doesn't really own it. If he owned it, he could do whatever he wants with it. But he can't. He has to put it on the mizbeach, which means that you're not really the owner. You know, you claim that you're the owner, but you're not. When do you become the real owner? Only after you shachted it and you put it on the rosh mizbeach. That's what he says. Feli Moreisa has a question from Nachman. It says, "Mefesh in this Mishnah, Moichin Oisay Tamim Chay." It says you can sell the animal unblemished when it's alive. Now, what do, in the, according to you, Bizman Beis Midrash cannot be done only Bizman Hazeh when it doesn't belong to the Mizbech. But let me ask a question. It's a Chayin. It seems clearly for me only when it's alive. Shachaloi, not when it's geshachten. Now, if it's Bizman Hazeh, why can't you sell it when it's geshachten? Anybody can eat it. Why can't you sell it? Im Amos. What are we talking about? Ilam Bizman Hazeh, Mika Tam Shachut. First of all, how can you even have such a Matthias that a Tam geshachten? You have to wait till it has a moon before you shecht it. Ela Pshita Bizman Shabbat Mishkayim. It's talking about Bizman Mishkayim, that and geshachten means after you put him as Bech, and it tells you that not, but while it's alive, you can. So it's clear that even if Bizman Shabbat Mishkayim, the coin owns it outright. Uktainai Moichinai said, Tamim Chai, you can sell Chai. No. We're talking about today's times. Mik Tani, does the Mishnah say Moichin Oisa Tamim Chai? The Mishnah says you can sell it while it's alive. Does it say Ein Shachet Lo? Does it say when he shachet not? Shachet, of course you can sell it. The Chiddush is that even though it's alive, you don't have to wait for it to have a moon before you sell it. You can sell it whole. That's the Chiddush. But the Diyek is not correct. So therefore, we're talking about Bezman Hazeh. But Bezman Habayis, if it had to go to the Mizbech, the Kohen does not own it and he can't sell it. So the Eisel has a question. The B'choy Nema, but B'choy it says, the Lay Sifte, you're not allowed to redeem a B'choy. It's a carbon, the Nimker, who, not allowed to sell a B'choy. You cannot redeem it. That it should come, redeem means that it becomes chulin. You can't do that. It's a carbon. But you could sell it. You can sell it the way it is to another coin. So clear from here. And what's the kedusha? You're not allowed to sell it through a marketplace and all that, or through a yacht, you know, a yatkin and all that. You just sell it. No, what are we talking about here? Ilem bezman hazeh. If we're talking about bezman hazeh, ein maseifa. And therefore, according to you, can you hold him bezman habayis? You cannot sell an unblemished animal. It belongs to mizbech. So you must be telling me it's bezman hazeh. So if it's bezman hazeh, ein maseifa. Then later on it says in the braisa, "Vez domam tizak ala mizbech." And the blood you should spray on the pasuk says, "And as domam tizak ala mizbech." Bizman hazeh mikim mizbech. What are you talking about today? The end of the pasuk. This very pasuk was starts with b'choy lo siv there, but you couldn't sell. You could sell. So you're going to tell me too much man hazeh, but the pasuk says, but you should spray it on mizbech. Where bizman hazeh is the mizbech? El b'shita bizman shebeis mishkayim. The Torah talks about mishkayim. It says you can sell it. Uvemai ilay with balmum. If we're talking about balmum, how can you spray it on mizbech? Ema sefer ataka balmum. You agree you're allowed to sell the bizman habayis because it doesn't belong to mizbech anymore. But how can you sprinkle on mizbech? Ema sefer v'es damat tizl mizbech v'es chelbum takter michazi lakrova to balmum mishay lakrova elolab betam. We're talking about a whole animal. Tani nimkru. It's a mefedish in the braisa that when it says you cannot redeem it, but selling you could. Alma Isla Koin's Chibagave is a right that a coin owns it already outright, even when it has no mum. And for the Gemara, Midei Irio, you decided the whole Pasuk is talking about the same instance, case. How do you know? Maybe Reish is about mum, the beginning to about mum is about Abayis, and therefore you can sell it. And Seif is talking about Abayis, but Tam, therefore you're sprinkling the blood. Okay, Shabbos.